Yankees in Cleveland starting a four-game series Thursday. Corey Kluber going for the Indians, but in the first, Cleveland would get to the newest Yankee, Sonny Gray.
Line drive, base hit, right field. Zimmer scores. Brantley on his way to third. Frazier's throw over everybody's head into the seats. Brantley will score, and Jose Ramirez will go to third. Wow. Frazier uncorked a wild throw into the photo pit. And the Indians are out to a 2-0 lead. The Yankees have committed three errors in the first. Swung on and missed. Corey Kluber gets his sixth strikeout of the night. And a broken bat roller up the first baseline. It hits the bag, stays fair, and Santana's right there to grab it.
Play it off the bag.
He'll drive to deep left field. Back is Gardner looking up. It is off the wall. Scoring is Santana. Guyer Flanner out third. Throw to the plate. He is safe. Jan Gomes with a two-out, two-run double to left. And the Indians' lead is 4-0.
Swung on, blasted. Deep left field. It's got a chance and is gone. Into the bleachers and left. Francisco Lindor not only has a 13-game hitting streak, but he has his 18th home run. 5-1 Indians.
Swung on and missed. Kluber with number 9. Make it 11. 11 Ks for Kluber.
Corey Kluber would handle the rest in a 5-1 victory over the Yankees. Corey Kluber has now 12 straight games with 8 or more strikeouts. Sonny Gray goes 6 innings, giving up 2 earned runs to take the loss in his first start as a Yankee. The Indians continue to win at home, grabbing the series opener from the Yankees by a 5-1 final. And after the game, here's their manager, Terry Francona.
I mean, we caught a couple breaks early, but saying that, I mean, Zim gets down the line hard, and I thought Brandt's base running was huge. He saw the way, you know, Clint kind of went down, almost like an infielder stay in front of it, and Brandt kept going. So, you know, I don't think those things happen if you don't push it. You know, Ramirez right in the middle of it with a hit that he normally does. And then, man, Kloops just took over. That was, can't come up with a game where it's ever not a good thing. But, I mean, you know, the first time we're playing without Andrew, to just bypass those innings was really big. Any day you can win and stay away from guys throwing at this time of year is important.
You know, Kluber doesn't make a big deal about the numbers and the stats. What does that say about him? You know, that he shows up every day.
I actually really respect that in him. You know, there was a couple pitches tonight that are borderline. May have cost him the home run. He doesn't say anything. You know, he comes in, whether he's mad or you can't tell. And I think that's really important. I mean, the other team can't tell either. We try to tell our younger pitchers and other pitchers, you know, to watch because it's important. But he knows what he wants to do. He works so hard where he's able to do it. And man, he keeps himself in great shape. He doesn't get tired. I mean, it's fun to watch. Nice when you get some runs and spread it out a little bit so you can enjoy it a little bit.
He always kind of shrugs it off, but when you hear his name next to Pedro and Randy and some of these things he's accomplishing, just, I mean, how cool is it to kind of see?
Extremely. And it's through hard work. You know, we've talked about it before. There were times when he was in AAA where he was getting hit around a little bit. And then he got here and he got on that roll. And instead of being comfortable with what he did, he just took it to another level. And that's as far as like work and routines and all that stuff. And I mean, we're saying we're proud of him is probably the understatement.
How nice is that, Jan, come back?
Boy, that was a nice swing. That was a really good swing. You could tell he was excited. That was a tough ending, you know, the other night. So that good for him. Good for us, but good for him. He needed that.
Corey Kluber was sensational again, coming up with his third complete game of the season, and he improves to 7-1. Here's Kluber on his latest dominant performance.
Yeah, in hindsight, I think it'll be good for the bullpen to you know, have kind of back-to-back days off with the rainout yesterday, because they did cover a lot of innings the 3 or 4 days before that. Not really something to think about ahead of the game, just because I think that can kind of get in the way if you start worrying about, you know, I have to go deep in the game, things like that. But like I said, in hindsight, hopefully it's good for him.
Corey, I know the W means more to you than anything else, mm-hmm. but you joined some pretty select company tonight with 8 or more strikeouts, I think, in 12 straight games. Nolan Ryan, Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson. What does it mean to be amongst that group?
It's cool. I mean, all three guys that I grew up watching and, you know, idolizing, so to be mentioned with them is definitely an honor. It's cool.
Yan Gomes came up with a big 2-run double in the bottom of the 6th inning that gave Corey Kluber and the Indians a 4-0 advantage at the time. Here's Gomes following his big hit and the Indians' 8th straight win at home.
Oh, it just helps come out of like a semi-low funk that we probably had on big hits. But I mean, we were just right on it in the 9th game, and then we go into Boston, we were able to come up with some. But it's really awesome just to be able to go out there and help Kluber, you know, stretch a lead. So it was fun.
How important was it to add on right there too? Because Gray was pitching well. It's only a 2-run lead at that point.
I mean, it's kind of like that Boston series. At any point, you're playing against the best team in the AL. The AL East, and you know, at any point, some of their guys can get some guys on and come up with a big hit. But extending the lead for Kluber is definitely a huge.
The series continues on Friday with Trevor Bauer taking the ball for the Indians against Jaime Garcia making his Yankee debut.